Call now to join us, 503-250-1080 or 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, will Sarah be in the studio to leer at that Adrian girl? That's a big gay Sarah, by the way. I don't know, I think Sarah, it sounds like she's working a lot lately.
She's been working a ton, which is why I don't think she can, but
that's okay. She'll be at the listener party.
Yeah.
So coming up tomorrow on the show, we're going to have Mitch going to be here with his apparently hot girlfriend, Adrian. So you want to be listening for that. Coming up this hour, today's top five songs from today in 1978, the day that the Pope was popemated, whatever word that might be. I'm listening for that. Like it's the 3 Phil Henry Show at 7. I don't know who was it that sent me this story. I could say. This is from Suzanne, apparently. Suzanne sent me this. The headline is, "Cut the castration, please." And this is from Riverfront Times in the... Where's Riverfront? Anybody know where Riverfront is? Is that here? Yeah, doesn't say. It's from a place. Riverfront, it's from Riverfront, USA. And it's about... What the hell is this? Why am I even reading this? Oh, here's what it is. Okay, it's talking about a house... Okay, this isn't here. I thought it was here for a second. There's a city, Riverfront, 44-year-old Charles. They're talking about a haunted house. An empty mall. Wentzville. Wentzville is in Tennessee, right? Or Georgia. Wentzville is in Georgia, I believe. It's an interactive horror haunted house. The concept... A genetic research company's experiments go awry and their living dead test subjects escape to terrorize humanity. This is the best haunted house ever. One scene features a distraught, overweight woman in curlers cutting the skin off the back of her husband who had molested their son. What kind of haunted house is this?
This is the greatest haunted house ever.
What kind of people are you? Another depicts a girl being hung from a meat hook and having her intestines removed. Okay. In another, two women neck. Is that what they do these days? They neck? Do they also spoon and pet? Apparently they're making out. In another scene, two women are necking, then appear to castrate a man who gets in the way. Yet another features a male submissive whose tongue is punctured by the stiletto heel of a dominatrix. Why isn't this haunted house here? Yeah, I'm all about that. All right. Oh, apparently they've closed it. Well, I've read this story for nothing, because it's not here, and wherever it is, it's closed, and you can't see it anyway. All right. It's 503-250. Let's pretend I never read that. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, or 1-800-727-5955. We got your phone calls coming up, today's top five, and all that. Here's Tim Riley. He's in the KOTK newsroom.
And now, it's not just news. It's news with Tim Riley, live from the newsroom of Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
It's 205. Two twin sisters from Houston have created a device that allows women to do something Mother Nature never intended. He's standing up. Retirees Vivian and Joyce were inspired to develop a funnel-like My Sweet Pea Shield.
Retirees? Because that's what I want to think about. I want to think about some 70-year-old women taking a whiz.
Now, they could be out square dancing. Well, you know, this device is called My Sweet Pea. The bathroom maid is a bowling pin-shaped piece of water-resistant paper that ladies are supposed to hold up to their privates when they have to go.
And you'd want to do this why?
I don't know.
Sarah?
Wait, you pee into it? Does it serve as kind of like a chute down into the toilet?
Yes.
Sarah, do you have a burning desire to pee like a man?
Not really.
That'll be the new Shania Twain single, by the way. I pee like a man. That'll be continuing the creative trend and spiral of her music.
It's gonna
be
one of those
standing up, and then there'll be like a keyboard solo, and then that'd be the end of it.
But who would actually?
And the whole thing will be set to an old Def Leppard song.
Seriously,
they're probably trying to sell it to Ronco or something like that. Vivian says My Sweet Pea is easy to get the hang of, but it's important to practice at home before braving a nasty public restroom.
Is this for women who don't have knees or something?
I don't know.
Can't bend your legs.
This is for Texas women apparently.
Well, it's probably for women who don't want to sit on the toilet seat.
Yeah, okay. Is that a big problem for women?
Yeah, it's a lot of women's bathrooms are pretty disgusting.
Yeah, but they have the little paper thing, right?
Yeah, but...
The little what's
it's usually out.
I think that's why women's bathrooms are always so revolting, because women's bathrooms are always like 100 times dirtier than male bathrooms. And it's because women, I think they do the thing where they're using the bathroom like they're peeing like 6 inches above the seat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, well, everyone's trying to squat over the toilet, which in turn gets pee everywhere.
Squat. Can we just say that squat is an ugly word? There's no word that's uglier than that. The only other word uglier than that is crotch. That word's no picnic either. Let's not talk about this anymore.
We'll move along. From the Palatka Daily News, wherever that is, a Middleburg man died with a fish in his mouth in what may have been an imitation of a standing still on, star on television. 26-year-old Henry Buckner was fishing with his stepfather, also of Middleburg, and a couple of other friends. They noticed Buckner bleeding from the mouth. The fish was sticking out. No one saw him put the fish in his mouth, said the captain, chief of detectives. They heard him gurgling, turned toward him and saying, bleeding at the mouth and the fish sticking out. Now, the fish was about 4 inches long. They were unable to pull the fish out of his mouth, so they drove the boat to shore and started driving him to Putnam Community Medical Center. They drove the vehicle into an area covered by cell phone service. He called 911, pulled into a convenience store at the intersection where he was transported by ambulance.
You know, have you noticed, by the way, that ever since we fell through on our end of the deal and doing that Darwin Watch theme contest, you know, because we did this thing a couple weeks ago. We were talking about the Darwin Watch and how there just seemed to be great numbers of stupid people inadvertently killing themselves. And I said, you know, we got to do a Darwin Watch. We should have a contest for the theme, just like we did with the Geek Watch. Because, you know, the Geek Watch that we use, that's the result of a contest where we put it out to the audience. We said, you know, create a Geek Watch. If we choose your theme, you'll win a, you know, a thing. In fact, I think we gave away credit to Things from Another World or something. And so we did this a couple weeks ago. I said, you know, we got to do a theme contest for the Darwin Watch. And I said, if we, you know, if we pick yours, you know, we'll give you a $50 gift certificate to CD Game Exchange. And then we set it, and then I just completely forgot about it, and I never did it. It's my own. I just completely failed. You know what I lacked? I lacked follow through. I planned my work, but I did not work my plan. And so I failed to, I just failed to execute that. And so as a punishment, though, the good Lord has started smiting any number of stupid people, who are too intelligent to not, you know, shove a fish into their windpipe. So, that's just more inducement for us to do that. So one of these days, when we're not consumed with, you know, girls that Big Gay Sarah wants to have sex with coming into the studio with their boyfriends and or the listener party and, you know, creating works of rock and roll.
Maybe we'll bring the contest back after the listener party and actually do it this time.
That's what I'm saying. So someday, so after the 30th, after next Thursday, we ought to, we'll bring back that day to the contest. You mark my words. We'll bring back the Darwin Watch theme contest sometime after the 30th, and then we'll do it, because it's just people killing themselves. I mean, at this rate, all the dumb people will be dead in a year or so, and then if we don't have the theme, we're going to miss our window of opportunity.
New dumb people are born every day.
That is true, because people like this do seem to sort of spread their seed everywhere before they go and, you know, flambé themselves trying to imitate something they saw on, you know, on the Super Friends or whatever.
Well, when it comes to the office, Americans aren't shy about taking their work home with them, literally. A new poll from the Harris Group finds that 46% of Americans are engaged in some sort of workplace theft. Usually a small item like a stapler or a pencil sharpener. A few have taken bigger objects home like a typewriter. They still have those.
Who steals typewriters?
I don't know. Which is the most frequently stolen item. Oh, the most frequently stolen item is Post-it notes.
Oh, man.
I don't think people do that purposely.
No, I don't think people steal. You know, Post-it notes are one of those things that you have them in your hand, and you know, you're carrying them around, and then they end up going home with you. It's not like you're intentional. A typewriter, you're kind of intentionally stealing. No one accidentally leaves a typewriter in their back pocket or whatever. You know, the typewriter didn't actually accidentally fall into your old Navy bag, you know, on the way home. Typewriter is, you know, this typewriter, you should just go ahead and steal typewriters. Nobody uses those anymore anyway. You know, it's like that whole other side of the building. I mean, I think I've mentioned this because, you know, we got purchased by another company, Entercom, home of many fine radio stations, purchased this radio station. Now, here are us. That whole side of the building over there where the salespeople used to work, it's empty now because the salespeople are all down at the Entercom, you know, sort of world headquarters down there, their world domination center on Bancroft. The other side of the building where the salespeople are is just empty. But the thing is, it's empty and becoming emptier by the day because every day just stuff vanishes. Now, I haven't seen people stealing stuff from the other side of the building, so I certainly don't know, and I couldn't testify against anybody. But, I mean, you know, they didn't change the door passcode here for like 7 months, so, you know, Steve Pelequin's got that big-ass truck that can haul a lot of stuff. I'm not saying he stole things, but...
No, he's in the mortgage business now.
You may have heard of him. I'm not saying he stole things, but I'm pretty sure Steve Pelequin stole things. So, what was I talking about? Typewriter, a thing. Oh, no, but I've stolen Post-it notes are like the smallest of, you know, what I'm always stealing is, like legal pads, because it's like, I just go through legal pads, it's just like, no, but like Kleenex for some reason. And I'm always just toting them around, and so I'll be carrying it around from one meeting to another, it ends up in the car, and then when I get home, it just, you know, I end up taking it inside, and I forget about it, and then I come back here and I got new ones. So there's, like, American offices is just a cornucopia. I know guys that have especially in radio, have decorated their entire apartment building building with things they've stolen from work. You know what I mean? It's like that's you go over to, especially, you know, in radio, you get those promo CDs from the record company. And so, like, you go to somebody's house and every coaster is just like some bad Bryan Adams compilation CD or something you've got. I'll tell you this right now. When I was working in Spokane, and I can say this now because the statute of limitations, I think, has run out. When I was working in Spokane, there was this, it's like radio station got all these gold records hanging on the wall, and they're all really outdated, and they're all inscribed to people that the station has fired like 5 or 6 format changes ago. You know, so it's always, you know, it'll always say, to Gary Blackman, thank you for your help in making this new Mini Pearl record go number one. And of course, Gary Blackman's been fired like 9 general managers ago. And so that stuff just sits on the wall. No one wants it. No one ever recognizes it. When I was in Spokane, the radio station was going through this gigantic remodel. And they took all the gold records off the wall and all the platinum records off the wall because they had to knock down this whole section of wall. They had to, you know, knock out a wall to expand. And they put them all in a closet. And then they went through, they did the entire remodel, but at the end of the remodel, all the gold records and all that stuff still sitting in a closet, and they'd just been completely forgotten about. And so, like, 1 month, 2 months, 3 months, 7 months goes by, the gold records are still just sitting there, and every day, because I knew they were in there, and so every day I would kind of walk by on my way to the bathroom, like, presumably to go take a whiz, and I would open the door, and, you know, you open the door, and there's all the gold records still sitting, and there was this commemorative plaque from Led Zeppelin in there. From Swan Song Records, which was Led Zeppelin's own, like their vanity labels, their own label. And it was just sitting in there like month after month. And so eventually what I did is I didn't steal it right out, but I moved it. Like I started moving it one closet at a time. Like I started moving it slowly down the hallway. Like I moved it to the janitor's closet. Then I moved it to like the production room, and then I moved it to like a spare broom closet, and then I moved it to the steam trunk distribution room, you know, and then I was just moving it all the way and down until eventually, like on my last day there, right into the trunk of my car, home. It's complete, and I've got it now. I stole it. It's mine. It doesn't belong to me, but I took it. It's now my property. I just took it because it just sat there for like a year. Nobody's doing anything about it. You know what I'm saying? So, I'm sorry. What was the percentage you said at the beginning of the story? 46% are willing to admit to the fact that I'm one of those 46%, by the way, willing to admit to the fact that I've stolen things. I don't care who you are, you've stolen things. Everybody steals. It's what they do. It's what America's all about. America's just a big den of theft and inequity. That's what we do here in America. We steal. All right.
Oh, one more thing. Hooters is coming to Beaverton.
Yeah, great. Because Beaverton wasn't tacky enough. We were trying to find a way to make Beaverton less sophisticated and compelling. Yeah. All right. Great.
So construction is already underway at the first Oregon location for Hooters. It's near the Beaverton Town Square. It'll be moved in by the end of the year. They're planning a second location too.
Great. Maybe you can put some sort of a used jewelry and nail salon place next to it too. Place
there already
where you
is.
Get, place where you get like little rhinestones put on your fingernails. That'll be good. So the girls can go directly from the nail salon to working at Hooters.
Next is when it happens. I'm Tim Riley.
All right. Are we done with that?
Yeah, that's it.
I was talking about that. All right. Never mind. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland, 1-800-727-5955. I was going to make a whole thing about Hooters, but there's no... You can have it right there next to that place that, like, the bail bond sign that just blinks, like, you know, just 24-7, just constantly, just nonstop. So, but I think it's best just to move on at that juncture. And move on to...
And on the other side, you got a check cashing place.
See, what does it say about me? That there's this white trash cooking, and it's got quick fruit cobbler with a cup of oleo. Not actual butter. Not actual butter, mind you. Not even just plain margarine. It's oleo. Anything deep fried. Jesus. Mindelin's cold potato salad.
I swear to God, this is legitimate. What is oleo?
What? You don't know what that is? It's a type of margarine. It's a type of really cheap, crappy, shoddy margarine for dumb people.
It's the spam of margarine.
It really is. It's the KOTK of the margarine family.
So I'm not really missing anything by not knowing
it's
or
just
fried
sort of
oleo.
A low rent D class A kind of artificial butter, you know? And what it's like, how many steps down on the freaking culture ladder have you gone there? Not only are you not using butter, you're not even using like a high class kind of imitation butter. You know what I mean? That's like that's like having I don't even know what that's like. I don't that's not even comparable to anything. It's like having You know, it's like buying one of those like Safeway diet sodas, you know, or something. It's like buying that, what is that, Dr. Skipper? Safeway used to sell that Cragmont there. It's a healthy part of any young trashy boy's meal. All right, we're going to do this. We're going to come back. It's 5. I've already spent way too much time talking about Hooters and workplace theft. It's 503-250-1080 in Portland or 1-800-727-5955. We got more on the way. Don't go anywhere. You know, I had a friend of mine worked for the telephone company one time, and you know those big-ass, those huge spools that they use to keep the telephone cable on? You go to his house, and like every piece of furniture was just made out of those cable spools. So I'm not alone there. We got more on the way, including today's top 5. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show. Hot Talk 1080 KTK. Stay there.
From Portland, it's Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
All right, it's 503-250-1080 in Portland and 1-800-727-5955. Rick, I can't give any details, but let's just say I work for a prominent brewery. Let's also say that I haven't had to buy any beverages for a party in about 12 years. See? That's what I'm saying. And, you know, somewhere out there, you know, we had this whole thing about this article about workplace theft. I mean, I realize that the good Lord Jesus, who has cleansed us of our sins, he says, thou shalt not steal. But I'm just saying, you know, sometimes the universe just wants you to have things. Somewhere out there, you know, there's a guy who works for General Motors that's just, over the course of time, stolen an entire car, too. I mean, it's probably taken him 10 or 15 years to do it, but there's some guy who's assembled, like, a Cadillac in his living room, just taking home, like, one piece a day. So every day, just taking home a gasket. The day a gasket, tomorrow a valve, the next day it's a timing belt. You know, and 15 years later, that guy's got an Eldorado assembled in his, you know, in his backyard. It's exactly what I'm talking about. Let's see. Rick, can you give a quick shout out to Stedman's Posse to come in with their money for the bus? They're all listening, and I have a check for you for $108. What is this? Is this the,
That's the guy that wanted 10 seats?
There's a guy. Let me just say this. There is a. We have the listener party bus that's going out to the listener party. It's a week from tomorrow. It is next Thursday. And we had, I don't know, about 60 seats available on it. And I think, I believe that they're all sold out, but I'm not entirely sure. There was, because the deal was that you would send in an email with your name and how many seats you wanted, and then we would, you know, confirm it with you. There was some guy that wanted like 10 seats, though. And I think we were making that guy pay in advance because, he gets hit by a bus, or it turns out some guy pulling our lariat, you know, then we're like 10 seats short. So, but we got this. Yeah, it says, can you give a quick shout out to Stedman's Posse to come in with their money for the bus? They're all listening. I have a check for you for $108. Can I get a Tri-Cities discount by any chance? There you go. That's Matt. So, So there you go. So Stedman's Posse, the Posse of Stedman, Posse de Stedman.
So if they're all accounted for, that means the bus is completely
full. So we officially
posse
full?
Up, yo.
That's officially full.
We're officially full. So the Rick Emerson Listener Party bus is officially full. And if you are on the bus, you've received or will be receiving by the end of the day a confirmation from us. I think everything's good there. So if you haven't heard back, I don't know. Yeah, you don't hear back by the end of the day. Because I guess we had more people probably apply than are going to be able to get on it. Sort of a first come, first serve.
And it's one of those things that once we confirm the locale where it's picking up and all that kind of stuff, if you send in an email and you wanted to get on, but we told you it was full, you may want to swing by there anyways, because, you know, once we get to, like a few minutes before our actual leave time, people that haven't shown up and aren't there and haven't, you know, paid and are, like, ready to get on the bus.
Screw those people.
Screw those people. If there's extra spaces and you're there, we'll put you on. So.
All right. There you go. Let's go to Salem. Talk to Kerry. You're on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK. What's up?
Hey, Rick, how you doing?
What do you got, man?
I got some white trash casserole for you. My mom makes this wonderful dish that I've only been able to eat once because I threw up after she was done with it.
Yes, excellent.
But it's a layer of tater tots, followed by a layer of cheese, followed by a layer of hamburger, followed by some more tater tots, some more cheese, some more burger, and then you finish it off with a layer of tater tots. Swims in its own grease, but the best part is a sop-up with the white bread.
Oh, sopping. This has three different layers of hideousness.
Oh, God, it's true. My wife and I, we weren't married yet, and we're there to visit, but my wife was trying to make a good first impression. She looked at me. We were on this low-fat, low-protein diet.
Yeah.
You know, like Pritikin. We both looked at this and said, okay, we'll give it a try. We were both sick. Oh, my God, sick for like 2 or 3 days. My family loved it. I mean, we're talking true white trash.
I think the tip-off there really is the fact that it's, quote, soaking in its own grease, you know?
And that was the best part. They were reveling in it, man. I don't know. They had the overload going, too. I mean, it was like everything you were talking about earlier.
Steve Dooley. Okay, there you go. There's Carrie in Salem.
Gotta closure the door.
Yeah, all right. Again, there's
no, no, Phil, it's great. It's great white trash food, man.
There's three. There's three tip-offs there that you know you're eating something bad, by the way. Yeah, white bread, soakins, actually anything that's going to have a sop-up, much less a sop-up with white bread. White bread doesn't sop-up anything but years off your life. You know, that's all it sops up. Your soppins, swimming in its own grease, and let's just be upfront about this right now. Anything involving the word taters is not good for you, and it's not made by anybody that you want to spend a lot of time with. Anything that has the word taters involved with it in any way, that's something you want to avoid. It's like anything that's, you know, it's kind of any product that should have an S but has a Z instead. You know that's probably something that just came out of a Monsanto lab somewhere. You know, or when it says, or anything that ends with the word style. Because style is another way of saying that it's not actually whatever it purports to be. You know? What is this? Well, it's home style. Not from home. Is this Noel?
Noel?
What's up with you, Noel?
You said you were talking about the Liza Minnelli thing where you thought most of that was made up.
Well, I was just saying, no, I went on the Liza Minnelli story, but they said, you know, that the great underreported crime in this country is domestic violence against men. That's a bunch of crap.
No, I never called in. My wife was crazy. My ex.
Yeah.
She was this pro bodybuilder, fitness, cardio kickboxing chick. When she would go nuts, she would clear rooms.
Yeah. Did she beat on you?
Oh, hell yeah. The cool thing about that is the women can beat on you all you want because you're a guy.
Yeah.
You defend yourself. Oh, it's the cops.
Yeah, but that's, well, I mean, but isn't it like the deal now with it, like, you didn't call the cops about this, did you?
Hell no. I tried to keep my male hood as much as I could.
Yeah.
She broke my finger, she broke my nose. You'd sit there and try to defend yourself, you know, it'd be like Peter Sellers living with Cato.
I mean,
it was crazy.
I mean, did you stay with her? Because, I mean, it's like you figure maybe if the woman's beating up on you, maybe she's just psycho enough that the sex is really good.
No, I stayed with her because she was bi and she had the nicest butt I'd ever seen.
Well, there you go. That's also a good reason to do this. All right, there you go. That's Noel. Yeah, that's an acceptable reason.
Noel's a practical guy.
I'm with you. Well, you know, little
ass kicking every now and then, but,
yeah.
You know, buy a great butt.
You make a little compromise. You know what it is? It's like paying dues in a union that gets you a raise every so often. That's, you know, they do suck, but, you know, the benefits are good. This is from Nate. Hey, that guy that gets free beer, see if he needs a new best friend. I'm funny, I know how to meet chicks, and I have a cool car. Yeah, I'll pass that along. Rick, let's see, Johnny Cash wrote a song about stealing a car one piece at a time. P.S., I would not F Matt if he was the last prisoner in the prison. That's Josh in Wilsonville. I'm sure Matt appreciates your support. Rick, now here we go again with the Johnny Cash catalog song called One Piece at a Time. I always think that I'm the first with these ideas and that it turns out I'm like the 75th guy to come up with some amusing thought like that. I'm just going to continue. I'm not going to read any of these emails about how I've inadvertently stolen a Johnny Cash thing. We're going to do this. We're going to come back with today's top five. Stay there. We got the top five songs from today in 1978 just around the corner. More of your phone calls. Like us at 3, Phil Henry at 7. Stay there. Talk to Eddie KFTK. Don't go anywhere. It's the Rick Emerson Show.
There goes the last DJ who plays what he wants to play and says what he wants to say. Hey, hey, hey. And there goes your freedom of choice. And there goes the last human voice. And there goes the last DJ.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
got an opinion? Pick up the phone and call. Lines are open at 503-250-1080 or toll-free 1-800-727-5955. Rick Emerson on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick, if you want chicken feet, and who doesn't, go to the Food for Less next to the Walmart in Salem. That's three sophisticated phrases in a row. You can guess what the folks buying this delicacy look like, right? F. Matt with a frozen chicken foot.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
CB. Downtown, full-time listener, it's Diana. What's up, sister?
Well, actually, I'm thinking of changing my moniker from Diana from Downtown to Diana Geek Goddess.
Okay.
All right. Next thing, I'm thinking, have you ever heard of a place called Po'Folks?
Called what?
Po'Folks.
No,
apostrophe.
It sounds like an upscale place.
Ooh, I tell you, I was invited to it when I was stationed in Arizona. Mm-hmm. This is nothing but white trash hell. Deep fried everything. I mean, they deep fried everything, but they had the okra deep fried. They had every vegetable was deep fried. I guess the biscuits weren't deep fried. They were just smothered in butter stuff.
Ah.
Oh my God! I mean, your arteries harden as you walk through the door.
You could just your heart going no.
You know, it was and everyone in there. You know, dang it! I'm going to be stereotypical. They were all overweight and they were all soft and they were all
soft. They were all squishy.
They were squishy people, you know.
Man, squashy people, man. It's like they said, they do the Food for Less next to a Walmart. Everybody in a Walmart, they all have the body consistency of warm marshmallow, you know what I mean?
Well, you know, we used to call them spandex monsters when I was in the Army.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, yeah. You go over to the PX, and they've got these women, and one of them fills up an owl, you know.
Women. I think I know the women you're talking about too. I think I've seen them like in front of me at the DMV. There you go. There's Diana downtown. I'm sorry, Geek Goddess. It's Tim Riley with today's top five.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fire.
Counting is wonderful.
Counting is marvelous. Counting is the best thing to do.
Counting is rang at the best.
Getting in the back now.
I love to count
the mile. Here's Tim Riley in the KOTK newsroom.
Well, he may have all the energy of an unplugged lap, but it was a mere 25 years ago that Pope John Paul II was installed as head of the Catholic faith. Now, 129 years old, he's also the youngest pope since Pope Pius II. And what a world he stepped into. Let's take a look at the top songs of American culture on that day. The top five songs from October 22nd, 1978. An honorable mention from Kenny Loggins, Whenever I Call You Friend. Oh, no.
Inasmuch as anything with Kenny Loggins attached to it can be considered an honorable. You know, Kenny Loggins written some self-help book about how to have a great marriage. How low do you think you have to be busted down in your relationship when you're getting marriage advice from the guy who sang I'm All Right for Caddyshack, you know? We got this. Rick, dude, I was at the Winco in Beaverton during your white trash segment. My apologies to all the people I laughed at while shopping. Mike in Portland. P.S. F. Matt with the brand new Greek goddess Diana from downtown.
This F. Matt is brought to you by EditHere.com.
Or Greek.
And at number five, Anne Murray with You Needed Me.
Anne Murray. That bitch Anne Murray, too. Yeah, baby.
And held me up and gave me dignity.
The Canadian songbird.
God, my mom just loves Anne Murray. My mom's got, like, the Anne Murray collection. Just, like, everything she ever did.
At number four, the Little River Band and Reminiscing. This is wrong.
This really doesn't sound like the Little River Band.
This is actually number three, A Taste of Honey with Boogie Oogie Oogie.
Really, all things considered, it's all right that we skip the Little River Band. They're not really
we all know what that song is.
Here's number three, Boogie. This, by the way...
This one's in as the Little River Band. Maybe the one that's listed as A Taste of Honey is actually the Little River Band.
We'll
listen to it some other
day. This band, A Taste of Honey, Boogie Oogie Oogie, these are the guys who beat out Elvis Costello for Best New Artist that year. That seems right.
And at number two, Nick Gilder, Hot Child in the City. this is a male singing, is it not?
I don't.
Nikki Gilder.
I don't really know. In the city. Ow! Given
that was
music,
a good rhyme.
Yeah, it's. It's not really surprising that people in the 70s did such colossal amounts of drugs. You would need to anesthetize your cilia against this. Yeah, this is terrible and everything.
Number one, Exile, I want to kiss you all over.
Yeah, baby.
My arms around you and hold you close to me. Oh, baby, I want to taste your lips. I want to be a fantasy.
Taste your lips. Listen to this. White people in corduroy pants and bad shaggy sideburns having all kinds of bumpy, smelly sex.
I don't know what I'd do without you, baby.
Not that I really want to ask this question. What is bumpy sex?
It's just it's sex people in the 70s are having it. Bunch of smelly, unwashed sex. Do you want to get in the back of my van? It's got a little fisheye window on the side. And a Star Wars mural painted on it. Come on. Listen to that Dreamweaver keyboard in the background there. You know, those Angel Flight pants. They really make you look so fine, girl. I can't wait to give you some of my hot Naga hide love. We'll be back to Rick Emerson Show.
Emerson, live from Portland, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Rick Emerson, only from Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
We now enter the saddest part of the broadcast and day, the final segment of the Rick Emerson Show. Who can forget Marie's River Cajun Bread Pudding? You know,
is that again a P-U-D-D-N?
It really is. Not even an apostrophe there. Can I just tell you this, that does this actually have bread in it? Yeah. You know, pudding and bread are two things that aren't supposed to go together. As Lou Reed once said, it's kind of like a mayonnaise soda. You know, it's like bacon and ice cream. You're not really supposed to have bread pudding. I can't fathom, but this, you know what I can't eat? I'm not trying to be overly finicky or anything. There's something about squishy food. I just can't get down with squishy food.
Texture person, too.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, that's why, you know, you have very little condiments. I find it difficult to eat maybe I am picky. I find it difficult to eat sandwiches if the bread isn't toasted at least a little, because I get the bread's all squishy and squirshy and whatnot. Chris from Accounting says, is it any wonder, beloved, that Van Halen blew my mind when I first heard them? That top five list was what I was subjected to when I was 12, before my initiation into the wonderful world of rock. And, you know, and the thing is about those, like that Exile, that I want to kiss you all over, you know, first of all, it's just repellent. It's like bands filled with nothing but endless variants on Doug Henning, you know what I mean? It's like Jim Henson and Doug Henning in a band together. Bunch of guys look like that bastard from the Spin Doctors. What was I saying? I had a thing, and then, oh yeah, but, you know, and there's still stations to this day that are just playing that music over and over again. How unfair is that? You know what I mean? Doesn't make any sense. Speaking of Kristen, by the way, I'm going to keep it a surprise, but I will tell you this. I will tell you, those of you who've come to the past listener parties, you've seen Kristen from Accounting do a stellar rendition of Joan Jett's Bad Reputation. We are, however, rolling out a new song. We're going to keep it a surprise, but we are rolling out a brand new song for Kristen from Accounting to belt out at the listener party. So we're going to be performing Gene Simmons Took My Girl From Me and a new song from Kristen from Accounting. So she will not be performing Bad Reputation. We've rolled out something else for her to add to her oeuvre. So you want to be there for that. We got more details on it tomorrow. We want to thank CNN Radio correspondent Jim Roop, Jada Pinkett Smith, Leslie Nielsen, Jonathan Tucker, Pat O'Brien, Don Rumsfeld, and, of course, a farewell to Elliot Smith today. We will be back tomorrow. The Rick Emerson Show is produced today and every day by the lovely Sarah Dillon for Hot Talk 1080 KFTK. In the newsroom, Tim Riley, executive producer 1F Matt Peterson. Thanks also, by the way, to Uncle Steve for dropping off the White Trash cookbooks there for us to peruse. We got Like Us next, followed by Phil Hendry at 7, John and Jeff at 10. We'll be back in 21 hours. As always, don't let the bastards grind it down. Thank you for listening. We'll see you tomorrow. Be safe, y'all. Bye.
My goodness.
Rick Emerson, only on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Whether you're on 217 or SR14, we're traffic jamming on Hot Talk 1080 KOTK.
Toyota owners win a $10,000 American Express branded gift card, no purchase required, and get a courtesy multi-point inspection and genuine Toyota wiper inserts through 1031. See dealer for details. Still reports of the accident, I-5 northbound at the Markham Bridge. Also slow traffic eastbound on the Sunset at 217. Outbound is slow as well before Sylvan after an earlier accident. I'm Sarah Dillon.
The Talk Leader, Hot Talk 1080, Hot Talk, KOTK, Portland. It's 3 o'clock.
CNN Radio News, I'm Rachel Lee. The right odds over what to do for Terry Schiavo. Now Schiavo's parents and husband are ordered to reach at least one agreement in the matter. CNN Radio's Susan Candiotti explains from Pinellas Park, Florida.
A judge has ordered attorneys for both Terry Schiavo's husband as well as her parents to get together and agree upon a guardian. A guardian whose job it will be to report to Florida Governor Jeb Bush. That was part of that controversial executive order assigned by him yesterday.
If the two sides can't reach an agreement in 5 days, the judge will appoint the guardian himself. Schiavo's husband, Michael Schiavo, is her current guardian. The captain of the Staten Island ferry that crashed last week failed to meet with investigators again today. As CNN Radio's Deborah Farrick reports from New York, lawyers say Michael Gansis is still dealing with health issues.
The lawyer says that the captain is under the care of a physician and that the physicians told him to avoid stressful situations, that he does plan to cooperate once the doctor says he's okay. Now, investigators are very eager to hear the captain's story, specifically where he was the day the out of control ferry crashed into a pier, killing 10 people and injuring dozens more.
Gansis is suspended without pay. Wall Street takes a beating as companies like Merck, AMR, and Amazon.com fail to impress investors with quarterly earnings reports. Michael Bannon with Questar Management says the market is just taking a break.
We've had such a fantastic run here for the past few months. I view that today and maybe tomorrow or a week or two as a pause that refreshes in order for the market to build on what I see as a very strong 12 to 15 month period coming up.
The Dow fell 149 points. The Nasdaq lost 43. The FBI and postal authorities are investigating an envelope containing traces of the deadly toxin ricin found at the South Carolina postal facility. This is CNN Radio News.
From the KOTK Newsroom, here's your Northwest update.
It's 3:02. I'm Tim Riley. This news brought to you by your local State Farm agent. Like your good neighbor, State Farm is there. Dressed in leather with gold chains around his neck, famous bounty hunter Dwayne Dog Chapman arrived in the PDX. The family of missing softball coach Andrew Garver is paying the bill for the publicity-hungry action hero.
I'm a bounty hunter. He's a fugitive, and he's got a little girl with him. You know, we've arrested over 6,000, but when it's crime against women or children, it seems like it feels better to go to sleep at night when you catch him. So any rapist in America, our president said, don't mess with our women or our children. If you do, we're going to relentlessly hunt you down and bring you back.
Will he kill Andrew Garver when he finds him?
Yeah, we got super spy stuff, but no, we're like no weapons guys. We'll take him down Hawaiian style with fists. We'll mug the guy.
And DeAndros, who coached some of the biggest wins in Oregon State football history, died today at the age of 79. They say he suffered from severe diabetes and had several strokes. He was nicknamed the Great Pumpkin for his trademark girth and bright orange jacket. Andrews was synonymous with Oregon State football for decades. An Oscar-nominated singer-songwriter who spent his high school years in Portland has committed suicide. Elliot Smith lived in L.A. He died of a single knife wound to the chest, 34 years old. For the Metro forecast for this afternoon, rain likely, highs in the 70s, more rain tonight, showers tomorrow. Tim Riley, KOTK News.
KOTK!
Hey, Tony Romas is doing it again, so prepare your mouth for a...